Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Democratic National Convention gets underway tonight. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Democrats will open their mostly virtual convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, under the theme of unity.
The four-day event will reflect the growing influence of the Democratic Party's progressive wing. Campaign co-chair Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond says tonight's theme will focus on unity and healing a deeply divided nation.
We're fighting for the soul of the country. So it's not about me. It's about we the people. And I think that that's what tonight shows. I believe that when it's all said and done, people will see the spirit in which tonight is done.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama will be tonight's keynote speaker. Vermont Senator and former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is also scheduled to speak. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
New York bowling alleys are reopening today, and now the state will allow gyms to reopen, but only under strict guidelines. NPR's Brian Mann reports New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says gyms now have a week to prepare.
Gyms that qualify will reopen next Monday. Cuomo says a team of infectious disease experts developed a plan to keep gym-goers safe, including a restriction to one-third normal crowd capacity.
They came up with the 33%, the ventilation, the cleanliness. If it's not done right, it can be a problem.
Cuomo said many gym owners are unhappy with the rules, which require improved ventilation systems and mask wearing at all times by customers and staff. People who work out will also have to sign in, giving enough personal information that contact tracing is possible if an outbreak occurs. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The Commerce Department is taking new steps to make it more difficult for Huawei Technologies to get U.S. microchips. NPR's John Roberts reports the government is targeting more than three dozen affiliates of the Chinese company.
The Commerce Department took aim in May at Huawei's acquisition of American semiconductors. It says Huawei and related companies have since worked through third parties to try to circumvent the restrictions. Now it's blacklisting 38 Huawei affiliates across 21 countries that it says present a significant risk of acting on Huawei's behalf. It's also further restricting Huawei from getting hold of foreign-made chips that are developed or produced from U.S. software or technology. U.S. officials say Huawei is a national security threat. Huawei has repeatedly denied the accusation. John Ruich, NPR News.
While some states around the country are preparing to reopen for in-classroom attendance, one thing that could cause problems, kids who went on vacation in states that are so-called coronavirus hotspots. Some of those kids will be required to quarantine for 14 days after returning. Meanwhile, a possible indicator of what lies ahead, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, just a week into the fall semester, today canceled in-person classes for undergrads amid a coronavirus outbreak there. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 86 points. This is NPR. Europe's largest airline is cutting back on flights. Ryanair says it will cut capacity by 20% in September and October as an uptick in coronavirus cases affects bookings. The low-cost carrier says that most of the reductions will come from trimming the frequency of flights rather than outright closures. Cuts are expected to be focused on countries like Spain, France, and Sweden, where a rise in coronavirus cases is triggering tighter restrictions. Interstate 70, the main thoroughfare across Colorado, remains closed for a seventh straight day due to the Grizzly Creek fire. As Desmond O'Boyle from member station KUNC reports, the fire is one of several burning in the state that are affecting air quality.
Travel across Colorado from east to west has been a headache since the start of the Grizzly Creek fire August 10th, and there is no timetable to reopen I-70. Crews have made little progress against any of the fires due to widespread hot and dry conditions. Farther west, the Pine Gulch fire is on track to become the third largest wildfire in Colorado's history of recorded fires. Two smaller fires flared up late last week, one burning near Fort Collins, the other west of Denver. Very little rain is in the forecast for the next several days. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle in Greeley, Colorado.
At a time the coronavirus pandemic is keeping many people at home, Pizza Hut says it's closing around 300 of its restaurants. The fast food chain citing the difficulty of having dine-in locations not well suited for carry-out and delivery. While pizza sales overall have done well during the coronavirus pandemic, Pizza Hut has failed to benefit since many of its facilities are dine-in only. Pizza Hut filed for bankruptcy last month. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.